CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 15th of September, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB is looking for its next youth champion. Success for an RSGB member at the IARU ARDF Championship. Today is the last chance to book early bird tickets for the RSGB convention. The RSGB is looking for its next volunteer youth champion. This could be one role or split between people who focus on different aspects of it. The youth champion will work closely with the RSGB board liaison, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, and the RSGB outreach team to ignite interest, develop links with schools, universities, scouts, guides, and with the general public. They will also help to support young amateurs and motivate them to try new things within amateur radio after they gain their license. This role needs someone who is proactive, good at building relationships with young people, and passionate about inspiring the next generation of radio amateurs. For the full role description, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. And if you would like to apply or find out more, contact Ben Lloyd via Golf Whiskey 4 Bravo Mike Lima at rsgb.org.uk. The 24th IARU Region 1 ARDF Championships in Bulgaria saw an RSGB member on the podium. David Williams, M3WDD, took the silver medal position in the M60 category of the 144 MHz Classic 5 transmitter race at the championships held in Primorsko, Bulgaria, earlier this month. David had come so very close to winning, being only 14 seconds behind the winner, Josef Simacek of Slovakia. There were four races altogether. The week of competition started with the sprint race on 80 metres, followed the next day by the 2-metre, 5-transmitter classic race for the N60 category, in which David did so well. A well-earned rest day followed, and after that came the 80-metre, 5-transmitter race. The week ended with the Foxering event, a combination of direction finding and orienteering, again using the 80-metre band. You can see the results in full and read more about ARDF at rsgb.org/alpha-romeo-delta-foxtrot. The RSGB convention early bird price ends today. There's a range of great presentations planned, a fantastic microcontroller workshop to take part in, as well as all the fabulous social opportunities to enjoy, like the gala dinner. Go to rsgb.org/convention to find out more and book your tickets. Have you ever tried LoRa or Node-RED? Have you used the Raspberry Pico for coding or played a Morse game with an Arduino? These are just some of the great activities on the RSGB's website that are available for National Coding Week, which begins this Monday, 16th of September. Whether you fancy doing something different for a club night or would like to sample something new just for fun, there's an activity to inspire you. You could even try combining your love of amateur radio with the software interests of a young family member. The RSGB is offering 9 activities this year, so head over to rsgb.org/coding and get involved. The next Bletchley Park 1940s weekend is taking place on the 21st and 22nd of September. If you are visiting for the event, make sure you drop into the RSGB National Radio Centre, where you'll be able to see a number of World War II receivers on display. RSGB members can get free entry to Bletchley Park. It also includes admission to the RSGB National Radio Centre. You can access this offer by logging into the RSGB membership portal via rsgb.org/members and selecting Visit Bletchley Park. National Hamfest 2024 is coming up on the 27th and 28th of September. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit nationalhamfest.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. Western Supermare Radio Society Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on Sunday, the 22nd of September, from 10 a.m. The venue will be the Campus Community Centre, Wirral, Western Supermare, postcode Bravo Sierra 247 Delta X-ray. For further information and to book a table, email westonradiosociety@gmail.com. Now the special event news. To celebrate the GQRP Club's 50th anniversary, special call sign Golf 5 Lima Oscar Whiskey and all its regional variants will be QRV until the 30th of September. In addition, several overseas stations will be joining in with the event. For more information, including details of commemorative certificates that will be available for chasers, visit tinyurl.com/GolfQuebecRomeoPapa50. Advance notice now that during October and November, special call sign Papa Zulu 5 Juliet Tango will be back on the air from Suriname, join the jungle training of the Royal Dutch Army and Marines. The station is operated by personnel from the Signal Regiment, and they'll be working on the 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metre bands using SSB. Operators will be using in-service military L3 Harris radios from different locations and will welcome your call. Now the DX news. Carl Gorse 20HPI will be operating from multiple locations for the Parks on the Air scheme around the Lancashire area from tomorrow the 16th until Friday the 20th of September. He will be using Yaesu FT857D and Zego G90 transceivers with 20 watts. Listen out for Carl on all bands from 160 to 10 metres using FT4, FT8 and SSB. Maxim 0870 will be active as 3 Delta 2 Yankee Yankee from VT Luvu OC016 on Fiji until the 19th of September. He will operate mostly SSB and some slow CW on the 40 to 10 metre bands, possibly the 80 metre band, from different locations around the island. See QRZ.com for more information. Now the contest news. There are 6 contests running today. The 70 Megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Europe DX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 14th and runs until 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC today. Using all modes on 24 to 76 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 70 SEMS counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC today. Using SSB and FM on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Irish stations also give their county. The IRTS 2 metre counties contest is also taking place today from 1330 to 1500 UTC. Using SSB and FM on the 2 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Irish stations also give their county. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint PSK63 contest, run from 1700 until 2100 UTC today. Using PSK63 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your serial number. Tomorrow, that's Monday the 16th, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 17th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 19th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 22nd, the Practical Wireless 70 MHz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 12th of September 2024. Last week showed that HF conditions are improving as we head into the autumn. With the solar flux index still above 200, there was plenty of DX available to work. CDXC members reported working VP6WR on the Pitcairn Islands, KH8T on American Samoa, and 3D2 USU on Fiji, which is not a bad catch for early September. A little closer to home, 9A168 TESLA, Tesla, in Croatia has been popping up for short periods, celebrating the 168th anniversary of the birthday of electrical pioneer Nikola Tesla. Watch DX Summit closely for operating times. The daylight maximum usable frequency, MUF, over 3,000 km remains above 28 MHz on the whole, although a raised KP index tends to reduce this. Geomagnetic conditions remained relatively calm with the KP index below 3 all week. That changed on Thursday the 12th as material from a coronal mass ejection, CME, passed the ACE spacecraft in the early hours. The solar wind speed increased to more than 500 km per second and the BZ swung south. On Thursday the 12th, the KP index was 5 and the Met Office Space Weather Department was forecasting potentially unsettled conditions for this weekend and into today, the 15th. At the same time, an X-class flare occurred with lowered MUS due to increased D-layer absorption. Two large coronal holes on the Sun's surface are now Earth-facing and threaten to add to the solar wind this weekend. According to NOAA's predictions, the solar flux index should stay in the 210 to 225 range next week, although a large number of spots are about to rotate off the Sun's visible disk. This may be compensated by an active region that's about to rotate into view. This has been emitting C-class and lower-level M-class flares and could be the same region that produced a number of energetic eruptions off the far side of the Sun over the past week. Time will tell. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The heavy showers at the end of last week produced some good rain scatter, but no QSOs in the UK were noted. The showers were not coinciding with the gigahertz contests, and few suitable home stations were active to take advantage of them. After gradual build-up of pressure over this weekend, high pressure is suggested by most models during the coming week. However, there is some uncertainty about the position of the high. Currently, models are favouring the north of Britain, and this means that in the south, although still on the edge of high pressure, there could be a brisk northeasterly breeze, which may weaken the inversion prospects. It's not clear if the chopper will be functioning in time for the 70 megs affiliated societies contest today, and it should be held for the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest on Tuesday and the 70 megs UK activity contest on Thursday. Solar conditions are still likely to offer the chance of the occasional elevated KP index, which is a good sign of possible aurora. It will be interesting to see how things evolve this weekend, as a series of CMEs are expected to reach Earth. The amateur bands between 10 metres and 2 metres are the ones to check, as well as looking out for watery sounding signals on the HF bands. Remember, it doesn't have to be dark for radio aurora, so don't wait for dusk before checking. Meteor scatter is mainly down to random activity in the coming week. However, with the September Epsilon Perseid stream still active until the 21st, having peaked on the 9th, conditions may be slightly enhanced. For EME operators, moon declination is negative but rising and going positive again on Wednesday the 18th. Moon visibility windows will continue to rise while path losses decrease as we approach perigee on Wednesday the 18th. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate for the whole of next week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And to reduce the length of this broadcast, I've again cut out everything other than physical meetings. If you want more detail, you can search the clubs on the web. Now for the southwest of England, on Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7.30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday, Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club is meeting for a natter night and on-air activities. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7.30pm. And on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting for a practical evening. In South Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 27th of September at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6pm. Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7.30pm. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 16, 5 Juliet Tango, from 7.30pm. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Henslis Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7pm every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7pm on Thursday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 until 9pm at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org. The full schedule of GB RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/gb2rsschedule. GB RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week from the GB RS news team.